first point is that the Heart of England is the biggest NHS employer in the West Midlands, so that's probably why we spend the most on agency staff. But the underlying issue is really, as described to you by the two previous people that have spoken to you, there aren't enough fully trained permanent NHS staff, and we absolutely have to fill the gaps in our rotas. So we are required to go to the agencies in order to make sure that staffing levels are safe.
There has been a spike, hasn't there, though, in the amount of agency staff. It's gone up significantly in the last 2 or 3 years. So we haven't just suddenly run into this doctor and nurse shortage, have we? Is something else going on?
I mean, it's really simple. It's a repeat of what happened 20 years ago. When financial times were tight, less money was spent on training nurses, so less nurses were trained, less doctors were trained, and you had huge staff shortages. And if you remember back in the early 2000s, we went to recruit 30,000 nurses from overseas in order to fill the gaps. And I think we're back at that point of the cycle now, where the government needs to reinvest in nurse and doctor training and help us to bring staff from overseas.
Jeremy Hunt says hospitals have got the money. They just need to now get on with spending it properly. Do you have enough money to do the job that the government's asking you to do?
Oh, I'd much rather be spending the money on permanent staff. They're cheaper.
That's not quite what I asked, though, is it, Andrew? Do you have the fund? Given the massive raft of targets, the huge number of patients that you have to deal with, is your part of the NHS properly funded?
Yes. What I'm saying is that, for example, this year, like many other trusts, I expect to make a deficit. And one of the main reasons that my trust is going to make a deficit this year is because it's paying a higher price for its staff through the agency market. If we were able to employ all of our staff at standard rates, we wouldn't be making a deficit. So yes, we do have the money if the staff were available.
But of course, one of the other things that Jeremy Hunt has said is that if you are a trust in financial difficulty, you will find it, you'll be restricted on your right to then employ agency staff. So in that circumstance, if you haven't got enough staff, as many staff as you need, and you're in financial difficulty already, how are you going to square that circle?
Oh, well, that's easy. I mean, what will come first is patient safety. So if you're faced with a situation where you've got, say, an A&E department and you need to bring in some agency nursing or some agency medical staff in order to staff it properly, even if that's going to put you into a financial deficit, you've got to do it. I mean, obviously, patient safety has to come before money.
One of the targets for the Health Secretary is executive pay. I don't know how much you earn or if you're going to tell me, but trusts will have to justify any chief exec or senior manager getting more money than the Prime Minister. Is that a good move?
It's a really artificial comparison, this comparison with the Prime Minister. I mean, I think the Prime Minister's salary is something like £160,000 a year, but he does get one or two extras on top of that, which isn't often mentioned.
Do you get paid more than the Prime Minister?
I certainly do, as almost every chief executive in the NHS does. But, you know, I run a £600 million organisation. I get paid infinitely less than anybody in the private sector running an organisation of that size.